News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. So, Copper, did we have a caller just a minute ago? I thought I saw somebody you were typing up on the board there. Did that go away?
No.
No, we did not have a caller?
No, we did not.
Okay. All right. That being said, folks, if you want to call in a little bit, we can. We got a short line right now, so we'll take them after the next half hour break. But hey, listen, we're going to go into the next section of the Triple Dipper here in a minute. The energy woes. I'm calling it energy woes. There's breaking news right now coming out of DC about this. I'll cover that with you in a minute too. Energy woes. Yeah, like oil and gas leases. What's Biden saying about that? And oh, by the way, what's he doing with our strategic oil reserves? Oh, for the love. Anyway, we're going to cover that down here in a few minutes. Before we get there, let me just tell you, folks, listen, ZLA Solutions is just doing a bang-up job right now, putting Alabamians back to work. If you're looking for a job, ZLA Solutions has got multiple jobs listed right now on their website at ZLAUSA.com. If you are an employer looking to fill out the ranks of your workforce, they can do that for you too. They can do all the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, blue-collar, white-collar, no-collar, it don't matter. ZLA Solutions is good at staffing. That is their bread and butter. Temp or direct hire, they can do it for you. And also, by the way, they can handle things like quality control, sorting and containment, logistics solutions. They're there for you. They like to say, at ZLA, we don't make it, we make it better. And that's what they do. ZLA Solutions will come in and help you to make your business better. Check them out, ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. All right, so the next section of the Triple Dipper is going to be on energy woes. Did you hear, by the way, that President Biden, I mean, literally, when I plan out the show, I plan what I think is timely and relevant, obviously. I plot the Triple Dipper based upon things that I'm seeing as trends, but then it amazes me sometimes, too, when in the middle of coming onto the show, I find that all my notes suddenly have breaking news that relates directly to them. So if you haven't heard already, President Biden just issued a statement today that he is taking action, allegedly, on the rising cost of gas, which, by the way, one study says the cost of gasoline has gone up 62% on the average in 1 month. In the last month, across the nation, the average is 62 cents a gallon increase as part of the national average. Folks, that is epic huge. Epic huge. 62 cents added on. Now, we can fuss all day about the taxes. I can do that. I've done it ad nauseum on here. But right now, part of what you have to look at is supply and demand. And you cannot, by the way, you cannot deny that the cost of energy was cheaper before Biden took office. That immediately upon taking office, he changed the dynamic with executive orders, with a series of regulatory burdens, and with changing things on the world stage in such a way that it created instability. And so now here we are, no longer energy independent, whereas we were, facing rising costs across the board, much of which is related to the cost of energy. I mean, what does it cost to ship goods to market? Well, part of that is based upon what it costs to put fuel in the trucks or fuel in the tractors to plow the fields for row croppers. What's it take to get things done on a daily basis in the United States? What does it cost to heat a home, especially if there's natural gas or heating oil involved? What does it take to power up the plants? What does it take to do things like pave roads? Paving roads comes from a gas tax, but then again, don't you recognize that asphalt is also petroleum-based? I mean, it's everywhere we look. And yet, we have gone from a position of being able to handle it ourselves to suddenly unable to handle it ourselves. Why is that? Why do we go from importing occasionally to importing daily? Well, President Biden made some pronouncements today and basically shifted the blame. He shifted the blame away to the oil and gas companies, which are burdened by his own regulations. And on top of that, he's going to start releasing an extraordinary amount from our strategic oil and gas reserves. Oh, boy. All right, folks, listen. We're going to talk about this. Number two on the Triple Dipper, I'm calling it Energy Woes. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, by the way, you hear me rattle paper and stuff like that when it's part of my thing, right? It means I've resourced the show. I mean, I've got all my stuff sitting here in stacks, and I've got them highlighted and notes written on them. When I do that, I'm going to a variety of resources every day, early in the morning usually. And when I do that, I am pulling resources from all over. But one of the places that I go to every single time is 1819news.com. 1819 News, also an affiliate, by the way, of the Alabama Policy Institute, much like this show is. 1819 News, that's 1819news.com. They are literally just calling balls and strikes. In other words, good, clean reporting, solid reporting. They've got a great staff. They've got amazing contributing writers, which would include, by the way, Copper and myself. But nonetheless, they've got opinions separated out as opinion, and the rest of it is news. And if you want to know something about what's going on in your state, if you want to see what's happening in your capital or your city or around and about, 1819 News has got to be one of your best resources. Folks, I'm going to tell you, it's what I would call good, solid reporting, clean reporting, reporting without all the skew, if you will. And when they write it, you can also tell they love Alabama, and I love that. Because I love this state, and I enjoy having a resource that not only do I trust the quality of what they're putting together, but I also trust who they are in terms of this state. They have our state's best interest at heart, is my firm belief. 1819 News, that's 1819news.com. Check them out, please, 1819news.com. All right, Copper, I got a note for you on the board up there, please, if you would. And we got a caller online, too. So let me grab that real quick before I go into my breaking news, which is pretty interesting here from President Biden. But I'll grab line two, Sparky from Harvest. Hey, Sparky, Phil Williams, how you doing?
Hey, Phil. Thanks for the hookup on 1819 News. I'll check that out right away.
Absolutely.
Hey, remember Joe Biden reluctantly served for years under a man he couldn't stand, Barack Obama. Barack Obama's intention, among many others, was to knock the United States down a peg or two because he thought we were too high and mighty. And then in doing so, you cripple our production of oil and natural gas, but you also pander to the environmental crazies. And I'm an environmentalist, but I don't buy the scam that is man-made global warming. And by foolishly deciding the United States shouldn't be producing the oil and natural gas, we're going to buy it from somewhere else. And think about the sum gain of carbon in the atmosphere. It doesn't matter where you're producing it. The same gas is going in the same vehicles, and you're going to have the same carbon footprint. It's all a shell game. And if you follow the money, you find out who's getting filthy rich off of us buying oil from Russia and China and other locations.
Yeah, it really is something. And I think your first point there about the Obama administration seeming to have a mission of sort of taking us down a notch because we were too high and mighty. It's exactly where we are right now. I mean, it's obvious that that's why Trump did so well with his Make America Great Again moniker, because people identify with it. They wanted us to be back in. Everybody likes to be on the first place team. And the idea now that we're having to import from others simply because we won't do ourselves is just antithetical to common sense. Sparky, great call,
criminal.
Man. Go ahead.
Well, anybody who doubts what I say about Barack Obama desiring to bring the United States down, you only have to read any of his many autobiographies. I've never seen a less accomplished nitwit write so many autobiographies. But it's a key feature in his autobiographies, how much he holds American exceptionalism and American pride in utter contempt.
Oh, yeah. He went on the Great Apology Tour when he first got elected, going around the world and bowing to other leaders to make sure they understood that it would be a new day and that we would not be as difficult to work with or whatever. But Sparky, yeah. Thanks for the call, man. You have a great day. Appreciate you, as always, being in the audience. So listen, folks, energy woes is number two here on the Triple Dipper. We'll see how far I can get in roughly 20 minutes before we start the Grand Council with Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson. But breaking news on this, as I prepared myself for today's discussion with a stack of paper, I mean, literally, I got all kinds of highlighted notes and things ready to go. President Biden came out and made it worse. Literally made it worse. So the bottom line is this. Breaking news, just a little before the show, President Biden gave a speech I'm looking at the storyline right now, dated 2:27 p.m. Eastern Time. So this one's on CNN. President Joe Biden on Thursday announced an unprecedented release. This is CNN's words. Unprecedented release of oil from the U.S. reserves and several steps his administration is taking to punish oil companies for not increasing production from unused leases. This is such crap. I mean, let me make sure that we understand what's going on here. We don't want to drill. We immediately shut down the opportunity for the Keystone Pipeline. We immediately shut down the furtherance of oil and gas exploration on federal lands and in our Gulf Coast regions. We literally turned off the pump, if you will. And then also began other regulatory burdens through EPA and other things that have begun creeping in already, where they make it more difficult for them to do the job of oil and gas exploration. Why would a company want to invest heavily into oil and gas exploration when they're not sure they're going to be allowed to continue forward? Secondly, you have to look at this and go, okay, we have strategic oil reserves for what? For emergencies, right? He's going to release upwards of 180 million gallons from our strategic oil reserves, not because we have to have it, but because he won't drill himself. And so rather than drilling and going ahead and getting what we've got in place, he wants to spend our savings account in oil, if you will. That's like people who won't go to work, so they spend their savings so they don't have to go to work. It makes no sense. The next thing he's going to do is go ahead and say, and oh, by the way, we're going to start punishing oil and gas companies who won't use the existing oil and gas leases they've got. That represents a fundamental understanding of the nature of what leasing is for. Now, as an attorney, I can tell you, when you set up a lease, you have a contractual relationship between the two parties. And that contractual relationship is what they're bound to, and you cannot make them do something outside. If the government wants to get involved in a business-to-business contract, it's going to create an entire new can of worms, legally speaking, for the Biden administration. For them to say, you have to go drill. No, most of those leases, by the way, are reserving the rights to explore. They don't know for a fact that there's even oil and gas in every one of those oil and gas leases. They reserve the rights so they don't lose the rights, simply to be able to explore at a later date. Some they know may have it, and then they got to make the return on their investment decision for their shareholders as to whether or not the best thing for them to do is spend incredible amounts of money in an extremely unfriendly environment right now for them. But then you have massive amounts of oil and gas leases where they have not even done the full exploration yet. And the idea he's going to punish them because they signed up for a piece of land or an offshore location and they haven't had a chance to explore it yet, but they've reserved those leases and paid. By the way, they paid. The law calls it consideration. Money has changed hands. They don't lease the land for free. They have paid for the right to have a right. And now the government wants to step in and say, hey, you got to do more than what that kind of, you got to drill now because we're blaming you, corporate America. He's shifting blame, y'all. He even went on in his speech to say that it was Putin's fault. All this started, we've got to do this to rescue ourselves from Putin. You're buying oil from Putin. Oh, this is just, this is the gaslighting I was talking about the other day, y'all. This is absolutely the gaslighting that I was talking about the other day. He created the problem, and then he creates a solution that is unrelated to the original problem and says that's the solution because the real problem was not what you thought it was. That's called gaslighting. Whew, line three, Alan from Hartsville. Hey, Alan, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing today, man?
I'm surviving, upright and breathing.
There you go. That counts.
This is nothing new. This started back in the 70s under Mr. Carter and continued under Mr. Clinton. This oil that was in Alaska, I had two cousins who worked there, just out of Anchorage. That oil has got to go somewhere. There was only two refineries owned by Atlantic Richfield that could handle that. Well, Atlantic Richfield doesn't exist anymore. Richfield, they're only on the West Coast. Atlantic Oil went out of business in New Jersey. All right, well, when they did that, the process plants were in Santa Barbara, California, and Corpus Christi, Texas. I was in this with Exxon, Atlantic, Richfield, Sinclair from the mid-70s to the mid-80s. All right. Those two refineries are the only two. Well, Mr. Carter says, no, we can't have that. Well, where was the pipeline headed from out of Canada? It was headed to Corpus Christi, Texas.
That's right. That's right.
Same ones that could have handled this back in the 70s, but no, we can't have that. California's been growling about gas prices. They're their own fault. It's their own fault. They wouldn't allow it in our beautiful beaches in Santa Barbara. So now, let's start thinking about refineries. In 77, Mr. Carter says, no, we can't, only maintenance. You can't expand refineries for 20 years.
That's right.
Mr. Clinton came along and expanded it another one. Well, it was repealed in 2005. Hon Oil in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, spent $55 million upgrading that facility. It just happened to be 2 years short of that 30 years it was on the hold. Now, that oil's going, if from Alaska, is going somewhere. Let's see, China, South Korea, Japan. Dang.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with that picture.
Yeah.
Electric vehicles that Mr. Biden's talking about. A minimum of 50-year miles to the gallon on gas cars by 2030 was what Mr. Obama wanted. 10 miles a gallon on commercial vehicles. Now think about it. You're going to load 40,000 pounds in a commercial vehicle, and you're going to try to climb the Rocky Mountains with an electric vehicle? Excuse me, my redneck shows up. It ain't going to work.
Alan.
So now, if you...
Great call, man.
Yes, sir.
You're nailing it. Hey, I got a break coming up, so go ahead and wrap it up there, brother.
All right. Like I said, this has all been a problem that the liberals have caused, and it's been going on for 50 years, and these fools ain't figured it out yet. You have a great day.
Alan, you have a great day, my brother. Thank you very much. Copper, take us to a break. I think he just gave me the greatest wrap-up I could have asked for on that portion of the segment. Alan from Hartsell knows his stuff, and he's right. He's right. They create the problem, and then they point the finger at somebody else. It's just amazing to watch. Gaslighting on oil and gas. That's there's a phrase for you. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. Hey, listen, we're on number two of the Triple Dipper, calling this Energy Woes. And it's amazing to me. I just gave you the breaking news a moment ago that the Biden administration announced today that it was not only going to be releasing upwards of 180 million barrels of oil, from our strategic oil reserves. That's a million a day for the next 6 months. But they're going to do so in conjunction with calling upon Congress and other regulatory offices, I'm sure, to take punitive measures against oil and gas companies for allegedly not following through on their oil and gas leases, which is just crap. First of all, you can't jump into the middle of somebody's lease and change the terms. You can't jump in and say you have no right any longer. And oh, by the way, if the lease was only for the rights to explore with contingent rights upon exploration at a later date to be determined, then what is it you're punishing them for if they've not even had a chance to explore it yet? Well, it also goes straight back to other things the Biden administration has done that would seem to indicate that everything they're saying now is purely political. Story off the Daily Caller, dated just 10 days ago. The Biden administration backtracked on reports that it is resuming the federal oil and gas leasing program in light of a recent appeals court decision. Huh. Go figure. On Friday, it says Reuters reported that the Department of the Interior, the agency tasked with overseeing the leasing program, was planning to resume the previously delayed program, but a DOI spokesperson pushed back on the report, saying it overstated the administration's position. Aha! What they're saying, let me just go ahead and say this. The quote from Melissa Schwartz, who is the Department of the Interior spokeswoman, says, the article from Reuters overstates our next steps. We did not say we were resuming leasing, but instead the planning. Okay. This also goes back to a lower court ruled in February that President Biden's so-called social cost policies implemented early in his tenure must be halted. Now, think about this. You're an oil and gas company. You have a duty to your shareholders. By the way, it's a legal duty. You can actually be sued for not following through on your duty to your shareholders. All right, so a lower court ruled in February of this year that President Joe Biden's so-called social cost policy implemented early in his tenure had to be halted. The so-called social cost policy requires agencies to evaluate the approximate dollar value of every additional metric ton of carbon emissions before approving certain projects, including oil and gas leases. In other words, what he did was today he said, I'm taking action if they're not following through on their oil and gas leases. But he just lost in court last month for making it difficult for them to use their oil and gas leases. Are you seeing what I'm seeing? I know I'm not the only one saying it. The oil and gas, I need to find somebody from the oil and gas industry to come on and explain to me make sure I'm not missing anything. On top of that, story off of 1819news.com, one of our sponsors, Alabama Attorney General calls out Biden for refusal to allow new domestic oil and gas production. I'm sorry, I thought the president just said that he was all for that and he was going to punish people who wouldn't drill. Well, here you go. Marshall sued the Biden administration. That's our Attorney General, Steve Marshall, sued the Biden administration because President Joe Biden continues to refuse to lift his ban on the Keystone XL pipeline and to grant new oil and gas leases on public lands. Marshall explained that while Alabama's price gouging prohibits the unconscionable pricing of items for sale or rent during a declared state of emergency, it is useless against federal policy designed to punish American consumers and put the security of our allies at risk. Okay, so what he's saying there is this. The Attorney General has the authority under state law to go after people who are price gouging, like after an emergency, and the cost of gas spikes way up and it's higher than it should be. But right now, the cost of gas is spiking way up because of federal government actions. And so he's saying, I should be allowed to go after that because technically what we have here is unconscionable pricing based upon federal government entities doing what they're doing under President Biden's administrative policies. And he says too, Attorney General Marshall, I sued President Biden over his illegal reversals of oil and gas drilling permits on public lands, as well as his blocking of construction of the Keystone Pipeline. He says the crisis in Ukraine underscores the seriousness of these efforts. My colleagues and I will not quit fighting until the Biden administration restores our energy independence. That's what we got to do, is keep fighting. I had so much more material, but Biden gave me so much more today. Anyway, coming up next, folks, stay tuned. One of my favorite moments every single week, we got the Grand Council with our brethren, Jeff Poor from 106.5 down on the coast, and our own Dale Jackson from right here at WVNN. Y'all stand by. We'll be right back.